results.
Yeah. Right. So I think you all received my email asking for some results back, and thanks a lot to the two people that got me some results back. Thank you very much.
It was too short.
yeah, it was a short time. Next time I'll give you more time. And the idea behind that was basically to get a result from people that should know what they're doing, and but still, like, they all like to use their own workflows, their own tools, and very, very different ways of doing the same thing. So I just wanted to get a gauge of how big a variation there could be between the same exercise. And I used these reference rooms that were used by Anna Hiversen, and this was a study that Nicolas would know, funded by Velox as well. And I thought this was a very nice study, because there are other reference rooms out there, like Alston described one. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
And Christoph. And that was more for facades and for shading devices. But I thought this study was really good in testing tools rather than technologies or metrics. It would be nice to have a reference case that you can use to test all these things. So the software, the technology installed, and the metrics. But yeah, I was trying to start from the software part. So I used the four component method to calculate the results for the three test room I sent. There was a deep plan room, a little room with a light shelf, and a little room with an obstruction just in front of the window. And these are some of the results from the four component method, so that John developed, and that divides the sky into four parts, and the light into four components, and who is gonna stay tomorrow for the tutorial will know more about his method as well. I also got help from Greg and from Dan Glazer, who is a developer of Light Sensor. So that was useful to have a first benchmark for me, so that to know that my own results were not too off. and then I got results from James and Ruth. Thanks, wherever you are. Anyway, and from Abel and Brune. even with two data sets, it was already interesting. There was a kind of a variation. So, especially SDA and ASC are quite difficult to match, because there are a lot of uncertainties in how you define lines, how the model behaves with the sun and everything. So yeah, for the light shelf, there were like the annual solar exposure was very different, and the SDA again was very different between those two data sets. And yeah, I wish they would be more for sure, but because they're only two, they get the prize by default. So they get a nice t-shirt. Wow. That you all other missed. That's it.
I say one thing, we printed off a limited number of t-shirts, expecting that we'd be giving away more than two. So we've come up with some other criteria, which we will divulge at the end of the session.
The oldest is here.
longevity may well play a part in this. So we can then go straight on